Hello, I'm Lisa Pilkington, Midlands editor for the Estates Gazette. I'm here in Derby today for the launch of Innes England's Market Insight report. I'm joined today by Innes England director Tim Garrett. Hi, Tim. Thanks for joining me today. Let's talk about industrial. It seems to be a bit of a star for 2013.
Certainly, in the case of Leicester and Derby, the industrial market has been the star performer. Derby, 1.4 million square feet shifted in 2013, slightly skewed by the Kuehne+Nagel letting just over 600,000 square feet, but great news for Derby. And in Leicester, a massive 2.4 million square feet shifted. And again, big letting to DPD UK of 330,000 square feet.
Am I right in saying that Leicester almost doubled its 10-year average last year?
It certainly did, and that's an amazing statistic, really, in a market that's been flat for so long. Of course, they do have the benefit of their location, and people talk to us about them being on the M1 and availability to transport links. So, fantastic result for Leicester.
But why do you think it's been such a huge increase during 2013? What was the catalyst for it, do you think?
Partly that supply was there, so this always helps, and we know that occupiers want stock now and can't really wait 18 months to have it built, or so the world's moving much quicker. So if you have the availability, then it makes life a lot easier for a tenant coming in.
Okay, moving on to the office sector. I think it's fair to say that offices has kind of struggled in the East Midlands during 2013, and Nottingham really highlights that, doesn't it? It had a bit of a poor year last year with take up down 13% on the 10-year average. Why do you think that is, Tim?
I think it's a combination of things. I think regional offices have struggled across the UK, so I don't think this is necessarily a Nottingham picture. But there's no doubt that there are two things that play a part in the Nottingham market at the moment. One is that the introduction of the workplace parking levy. So that's now at £362 per space when you go over 11 spaces. That's quite a big contribution you need to make. And the second is that, unfortunately, as a result of all the great work that's going on to our infrastructure, which includes the tram, the dualling of the A453, the improvements to the station, improvements around the ring road, getting around at the moment is not easy. And I think that has had an effect on people looking at offices within the city centre. We've seen a slight uplift in people taking lettings outside of the centre, so the outer town market is improving.
Okay, and moving on to retail, Nottingham really dominates the retail market. What's happening there with Intu's holdings in the city centre?
Well, of course, Intu own both the Victoria Centre and the Broadmarsh Centre. They control something like 70% of the kind of Grade A space. Great news last year was that the City Council had announced that they were putting a significant amount of money, tens of millions of pounds, into a revised Broadmarsh scheme. And that's great news. What isn't so great news is we don't know when. And I think it's unlikely that that will be 2014. I suspect it won't happen in 2015 either. So the market is dominated by Intu. I think we could do with some clarity on when they're going to start Broadmarsh, because that has a huge impact on the Nottingham retail market.
It really is a blight on the south side area of Nottingham at the moment, isn't it?
I think blight's the polite word.
And of course, Intu has kind of said that it wouldn't start any works on the Victoria Centre unless Broadmarsh is sorted out. Is that right?
I think they're using their leverage with the City Council to try to get to a position they want to get to on Victoria Centre. I think most commentators in the market are concerned that your aspirational shopping will all move north. There'll be a seismic shift in shopping patterns, and I don't think that's particularly healthy for the Nottingham market. So yes, they haven't committed yet to what they're going to do. We will see some work on Victoria Centre in 2014.
Right, okay. And finally, we're not that far away from MIPIM, really, are we? Which is a bit scary. What'll be Nottingham's message for MIPIM this year?
Okay, well, we've taken a bit of a step back, and what we tried to do is to work out what differentiates us, from other cities. And the danger is that you go to MIPIM and you tell people the story about the tram and the 453 and all of those things, which are great bits of the story, but they don't differentiate us. So that the key message this year is going to be around talented Nottingham. When we talk to people about why they come to Nottingham, what they want to do is tap into the pool of talent. And we have this huge pool of talent, both driven out of two universities, two world-class universities, but also we have this sort of growing creative quarter. We're about to see the launch of Notts TV, and we see this creative quarter growing almost weekly, which is fantastic. We have some other great news stories around data capture. So we have people like Experian, and we have some world-class people who are playing with all of this data that seems to permeate our lives. So some of the message will be around talent at Nottingham. And the other message will be around what we've already seen today is a talk of London overheating, southeast overheating. So if it's overheating, why don't you come somewhere cool? And cool Nottingham may be seen all around MIPIM this year.
Great stuff. Thanks, Tim.